Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And we're also joined by our good local buddy, John Peters. How you doing, John? Your stool's ready. Your designer beers are all sitting there. We're ready to go, buddy.
My designer beers, huh? All right, yeah. So, hey, guys, how we doing?
Yeah, good.
Well, you're the beer expert with this whole new podcast and everything else like that. I mean, you can't just have a normal, regular beer, can you?
I can have any beer that you make. So.
Just not whatever the one you said a couple weeks ago that you'll never have again.
Yeah, no more chicory stouts. But other than that, I'm good to go. So
what's going on with that hurricane down there, John?
Waiting to see. Right now it's still out there. What it was heading towards the Bahamas. So we'll see. Jamaica. Yeah, we'll see what happens when it hits them, and then if it's going to make that right-hand turn or if it's going to come slamming into Central Florida. So.
What are they predicting right now?
It's going to make a right-hand turn after it gets over the islands. It's supposed to make a right-hand turn and go directly north is what they're predicting. But there's at least two or three spaghetti models that have it pretty much slamming right into Florida. So wait and see.
I keep trying to talk my nephew, my godson, you guys are going to meet, to become a weatherman because you make $1 million a year and you never have to be right. There's always a reason to make an excuse. Well, this low came down and pushed out this high and – and it's like you never – it's the only job in America that you could be wrong more than you're right and you make a ton of money.
Yep.
It's sad. But no, we're hoping it don't hit. And not that we're coming down in 23 days, but we're just hoping it don't hit, period, for you guys. Right. I worry. I got a lot of friends down there now.
Yeah. Fortunately, we're on the West Coast. So if it did even – well, I mean, right now it's a Category 5. So if it hit, the whole state's in trouble. But by the time it got to us, it at least diminishes down a little bit. But, yeah, the guys on the East Coast, they would get slammed pretty hard. So.
Yeah, it's a big boy. I mean, the size of it, it looks like even the outer bands will cover half the state with the rain at least.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be
I'm hoping
it
makes that right-hand turn. So.
Yeah. And then me and Dennis have been sitting in the sloppy weather up here. But we needed this rain, didn't we, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's dreary and dank and dark and wet as it's been, but you're right, Doug. I mean, I heard the earth was like crying out there, rain. It was so happy. I mean, I was just saying, with the drought we've had, I mean, it's just unbelievable, and it's much needed, and it's just I don't know, I kind of miss the rain. I'm sick of it because I can't get any of my outdoor work done, but it, like you said, it was just so needed.
When I was going out to get my mail, if I was blindfolded, I thought I was walking on a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, exactly.
With how dry the grass has gotten. But now it's been raining this whole week, and the job site we're on is like nothing but a mud pit. You literally got to walk like 3 football fields of mud to get into the job now.
Yeah,
which is sad.
It's never just the right amount. It's either too much or too little. You know, it's just rare that you get just the right amount. So. Mother Nature's trying to make up for lost time here with the rain, at least up where I am.
Yeah, the ground got so saturated here, a tree fell the other night and came down, took out all the power wires. That's what we were laughing both over the show, how is it going? Had to reset everything on the entire computer to record the show because, you know, when your computer crashes like that when power goes out, it freezes all kind of stuff up. Don't you love how you turn the computer on and all your settings have changed and you have no idea how it happened?
Yep.
And that's what happened. But, yeah, the power went out. It was out all night. And my neighbor has a generator. And it literally sounded like somebody parked a lawnmower in my bedroom. between the generator and the chainsaws going all night to cut the tree down, it was like zero sleep for Uncle Dougie over here.
That's terrible.
No, but it was a rough week. But we get to we've been talking about our Disney trip, guys. I can't wait to meet up with all you guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's we're at that time where it's close enough where it, you know, you can let yourself start to daydream and kind of, you know, be thinking about it. I don't know. I try to not think about it and kind of ignore it, at least, you know, when you're 50, 60, 70 days out, because, you know, it's getting close, but you still got a ways to go. But, you know, once you get under 30 days, which we are well into that now, you know, it's real, and you know, you can really start to think about it. So I'm getting excited, and I was so excited the other day. I got to go get a root canal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other side of things. You know, we all plan these trips, and something always happens. And sure enough, I started getting a toothache, and into the dentist I went this past week. And of course, I got to get a root canal, so I got to get that done before we go. So I got to get a little a pain before I get the pleasure of the Disney trip.
Well, you got to get them chopper sticks before you start munching around the world.
Yeah, exactly. If you schedule it correctly, you'll look at it and you'll go, okay, it's 2 weeks away, and you'll start dreading it, but time will fly because you're dreading it coming, and then it'll be after that, or right around the corner from the going to Disney. So
that's a good idea, John, and I will do that in all likelihood. Yeah, I'm probably going to get it done here Monday or Tuesday. Just I'm waiting for the nurse to call me back, but I just want to get it in the rearview mirror so I can heal up and, you know, be good for food and wine, like you said, Doug.
Yeah, I know. You're always waiting for you. It gets to the point now where you just want everything to be okay for your trip to go.
Yeah.
We had the chimney guy out here working on the chimney the other day, and there's work needs to be done, but it's okay what needs to be done. It was in what I planned on needed to be done. Not
awesome.
They were a good company, so they were honest. Like, they came out and said, your chimney's so clean, I can't even charge you to clean it. Where they could have normally charged you, but the inside of the firebox needs to be pointed off. It's 50 years old.
Wow.
You know how they have the cement in between the points, you know, the brick?
Yep.
So he's going to clean that up for me for a few hundred. And it's fine, but it's the point of you're just happy. It's a clean bill of health to me that there's just a little bit wrong. Not a lot wrong. It's nice to have an honest company to come out. I know how that feels. I know you guys dread it when you hire a contractor.
Oh, yeah. You're at their mercy, you know. It's, you know, particularly like with your automobile these days, you know. You don't know what that computer says, and they can tell you have some sort of sensor or O2 sensor that's out, and it's $200, and you just got to shrug your shoulders and write the check.
Do you want me to teach you a little trick to tell you how you can know if you can trust your mechanic or not?
Go ahead.
What you do is you go to the local AutoZone, or one of them, and you get them to test it for you for free, and they'll tell you what the code is. So then you take it to your mechanic. If your mechanic tries to tell you it's something else, then you know not to trust that man.
Yeah.
If he tells you the same thing that the computer told you at the auto parts store, you know you got to do. You understand what I'm saying? Cover your butt. Get a little knowledge is power.
If you
go and he says something and you could act like you already knew, then they kind of you kind of are on the same page with them. But yeah, go to AutoZone or what's the other one? There's a few of Pep Boys as much, but AutoZone and the other one they'll give you a discount. They'll give you a free. They check the if your engine light comes on for free.
Like they'll give you a free diagnostics or whatever it is.
Exactly, and they tell you because they want you to buy the parts because it's for the guy who's going to fix his car on his own.
Right.
So they'll tell you exactly what you got to buy there. So go to the AutoZone, let them give you the free diagnostic, and then take it to your mechanic.
Yeah, good idea.
And at least you know what you're dealing with, and then you could Google it, and then kind of get an idea what it should be to have done.
Have you done this stuff?
I've done it many a times. That's how I got my mechanic around the corner now. I trust him, I drop it off, and I know he's going to do a good job. I've been with him now for 7-8 years now, and I've never questioned him.
I'm just envisioning the guy, though, that tries to tell you that it's something else.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. See, that's why I started doing this, because I had a mechanic before this that I had for about 12 years that finally got so comfortable with me that he was overcharging me and didn't do things that he should have done that I found out later because he knew I trusted him so much. He took my trust for granted. And that hurts too. You know, because I would just, you know, pay the bill. I didn't even question them. I would just go in, what is it, 800? Okay, I'm out the door. I wouldn't even, because I trusted the guy.
You wouldn't give it a thought.
Exactly. Well, then something happened where they were closed and I needed something else done. And I supposedly had a tune-up, and my new, the guy I took it to, pulled out all the parts. There, here are their original parts from the car. Here, he charged me for like 3 tune-ups and never tuned it up. he just adjusted whatever. It was running right when I left, but he charged me for spark plugs, air filters, and you know, when you pay for that, you trust somebody. You don't go under the hood and take apart the car to look for the air filter. You follow me? I just trusted the guy. Well, that's what ends up happening. So now I cover my butt. Now the AutoZone podcast is over. We'll head over to Magic Kingdom. We'll do some Disney podcasting.
No, life lessons here on WDW Main Street.
Yeah, well, it's the Sunday news. We cover all the world events.
Right, but the bottom line is, as Doug said, even though we got talking about auto parts stores, we are all planning on getting together here soon. Bob as well, Bob Sycon from All in WDW. So here in 23 days, we'll all be down in hopefully sunny Florida having a good time. How's that sound?
That's what I'm praying for, guys. I'm looking for having a drink around the world with you guys, anywhere in the world. As long as we're inside the bubble, I'll be happy. Our buddy Pat Giannetti's down there now sending us pictures. You see his?
Oh, yeah.
He said he woke up this morning and the train is – he could hear my train in the background.
Oh, wow.
He said it's going to be called the Doug Davis when we're down there. I said, thank you.
Yeah. Let's see what we have for news this week. A couple of things, not a whole lot, but I'm sure we'll have enough to chew
on. An hour and a
half
of a show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Annual pass promotion gets you 13 months for the price of 12. Let's see what this is all about. Along with today's increase in discounts for Disney World annual pass holders, Disney has also announced a promotion for purchasing new passes. Guests who purchase a 12-month pass will now get 13 months of park entry for the price of 12. New passes must be purchased between October 2nd, 2016 and January 3rd, 2017. Prices vary depending on pass type selected, weekly select, silver, gold, platinum, and platinum plus. So, they've done this in the past, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, but I wonder if it works on renewals. Have you heard anything about it, John? Is your passes coming due?
Our passes are due in January, at the end of January, the beginning of February, I believe. And no, that from what I don't think it is renewals. I think it's just new ones. But that's just, you know, how you talk about how when you get down here or you move down here, it's just going to be a bill that you wrap into your like your taxes or something. That's
absolutely.
That's what we consider. I mean, ever since we joined DBC, we're not even. Don't even have the option of not getting an annual pass, because if you're going to be out there, you want to go to the park. So it's just something I pay every month. And when it is renewal time, we just go out there and renew the passes. So 13, 12 months, it really doesn't even matter to me. It just gets wrapped into it. So,
but it is good. I mean, they're doing something, but don't it PO you? Cause I think we've mentioned this before. And if we not, I'll filibuster about it again. Don't it bother you? Like, I have to call up your electric company, your cable company, and or not the electric, but the phone company and the cable company, because they'll give rewards to their new customers. And I've been with Bell Atlantic or Verizon since it was Bell Atlantic Mobile. The phone was the size of my foot, my first mobile phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you got to call up. My godson will say, yeah, Uncle Doug, I just got this for so-and-so. I'm like, dude, you're paying $20 less than me a month. Like, I've been with them for 27 years. You're paying less than me. I mean, with me in construction, I take care of my loyal customers more than I do my new ones.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. It happened to us just the other week. All of a sudden, I get home and my wife says, oh, we have free HBO for 6 months or something. I said, why? She said, this actually happened in the positive manner. Comcast or Verizon, whichever one we have, I don't even know, but they went back to their existing customers because we were up our 2-year you know, we had an agreement with them. We signed a 2-year extension or whatever, and it was coming up for renewal. So a couple of months before the renewal date, they actually reached out to us, like you're saying, and, you know, said, hey, we're just calling. We're going to give you 6 months of free HBO and whatever it was. There were some other things, too. And they didn't even do a sales pitch to get us to renew our contract. Mm-hmm. But they were being proactive, which I thought was smart on their part, because normally the companies do what you said, Doug. You don't hear a peep out of them until you get the bill, and then you're all irate, or you find out your neighbor's getting something for $99 and you're paying $1.75 for.
Exactly. Just like with four lines, they're offering you $160 for Verizon with unlimited data or 20 gigabyte of data. I got three lines, I was paying more than that. It's like, well, with all these alerts and everything on the phone, why don't you just be proactive and change my bill? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, why are you charging? You're just going to play stupid and keep taking money from me. And that's you know, I mean, you should be able to get what everybody else is getting. You shouldn't have to call and sit on the phone for an hour and a half when you pay your bill every month to get loyal, you know, to get loyalty rewards. Do you agree, John?
I mean, absolutely. You know, the epitome of that story is, I think I'd seen a story several years ago where somebody back in the 50s signed up for their home phone service, you know, and whoever it was at the Ma Bell or whoever it was at the time came out, installed a phone, and started charging the individual $1 or $2 a month for the phone. Not, they didn't purchase it, they leased it. And then 50 years later, they're still paying $1 or $2 a month for this phone. So they, you know, they could have paid it off. They could have bought a gazillion phones by this time. Yeah, and just, they're still paying on that lease. So.
It just, you got to call up. You got to be pro. You got to ask for it, because you'll end up getting it. And I think the reason they're doing this too, Dennis, was so many young families that I know, like my buddy Kevin, he don't even have Verizon or Comcast in his house.
They do everything over the Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, he do. Well, he don't have TV. He just has the internet in the house. It's all he pays for. But he runs Netflix, Hulu. That's all he does. He don't pay for a cable network.
And a lot I'm of thinking about doing that. Yeah, I'm looking into that. It's an idea, you know. So,
in fact, I just was talking to a guy yesterday, and I don't know the details, but he was, and this is a fairly good friend of mine, not a best friend, but I know him fairly well. And he says this guy has this little thing that plugs into your computer, and somehow it gets all the movies, all the channels, the HBO, and somehow, what's that, Doug?
I know exactly what it is. It's called Amazon Fire. My buddy. A couple of my buddies at work have it too. What you do is it gets programmed, but you buy it and then you program the stick. It's like a Fire Stick, and what it does is it plugs into your HDMI port on your computer, and it's like a memory stick, and what it does is all the stuff, all the channels are in there, and it streams every, it's kind of like a major Netflix thing. So you go in, there's a big memory, you go in and watch whatever the heck you want.
He said you can get shows that have been off the air, anything that was ever on TV, like if you like MASH or something, the whole, all the MASH, anything you can imagine. And he said even movies that come out get on there. And it, I don't know. It sounded too good to be true, but he said for $65, I can get this thing. And the trick is, he said, you got to shut off your cable, though. You got to trust this thing. And I don't know if I'd want to go that far.
Yeah, well, my buddy Kent still has the cable, so you don't have to, you could do it without that then, but I think he did it, but you could do it, because he's been trying it, because he's thinking about doing away with his cable. Right. My problem is I have my mother-in-law who's 82 years old, and she knows how to use the cable the way it is.
Right.
So I could not even attempt to. It's worth the extra money a month not to have to make her go through trying to figure out how to get her Phillies game on.
Right. Well, and that's a good point, Doug. And that's the reason I didn't jump at this thing the other day when the guy said it, because I can pay my bill. I'm okay. It's not like it's, you know, it's killing me. It kills me to pay as much as we do for all our TV services and stuff. But I'm not at the point where, you know, I'm not going to eat next week if I got to pay my cable bill. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But it's getting to the point where they're going to have to, I think they're starting to wheel and deal, because again, there's so much more competition. Like my wife was saying today, that she would be happy that because they're trying to get. We know how down in Florida, John, you can buy beer in the liquor store. I mean, in the grocery store and wine and all.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're up. And Dennis, are you able to do that at yours, or do you have liquor stores like we do?
in the state, in Massachusetts, it's liquor stores, but I live so close to New Hampshire, which it's the other way. That's where we shop. So I see both sides of it.
Okay. See, with me here, I told her I really don't want it to be in the grocery market because there's so many family-owned liquor stores in our state that the big guys like the Acme, the ShopRite, all the major stores, the Walmart, they all want it to put all these other people out of business. And,
yeah,
and it'll put, that's the reason why I don't want it. I want the little man. I want the guy that owns the Roger Wilco up the street to be able to give that liquor store to his son. This guy's been working in that place, had it for 30, 40 years, and now all of a sudden, when once Acme, Walmart, and all them get the alcohol, they're going to put every one of these small businesses out. And how many more times can we allow small businesses to be put out of business? And
man,
that's basically what it does.
Yeah, because you're right. I go into... You know, up in New Hampshire, where they are allowed to sell beer and wine, and you can't touch it because they're buying cases of Budweiser by the trailer truck load, so they're getting it at such a better price than anyone else can get it, so they can beat anyone's price.
Exactly, and you know, Walmart will have a special on Barringer's next week. A liquor store would have to sell for $2 to $3 more a bottle than that. Good. I'm sorry, John.
Just going to say, the liquor stores, we've got two small liquor stores in our town, and the way that they've managed to kind of hold on is because you can't sell liquor still in grocery stores. But then also, instead of just having your Budweisers and your Miller Lights and stuff in there, the two liquor stores do have a better selection of beer than Walmart and Winn-Dixie do. You know, they have Walmart and Winn-Dixie have Bud and Coors Light and stuff like that, but if I want to a six-pack of Hawkershaw or something like that, I have to go to the liquor store. So that's how they've managed to stay around, you know. So they still do a decent business. So.
Yeah, I hear you. But up here, it's kind of like it's been inbred for so many years, if you understand what I'm saying, that it would be a major change. Like down – how many – it's always been pretty much where it's in the stores down there. Since I can remember – I mean, I remember going to North Carolina 30 years ago, and South Carolina, you could buy – beer in the liquor in the grocery stores. It's always been that way, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it's always been down here, as far as I know. Since I was a kid, there was always beer in the grocery stores. Yeah, some of those other southern states, I think like Tennessee, you can actually buy liquor like bottle of Jack Daniels in a convenience store, which blew my mind. So
exactly. So up here, it's been the way it is, and not just that, it's like people paid, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars for these liquor licenses. If you start allowing it to be sold in all the stores, it's going to also – because a lot of people buy these liquor licenses and they'll sell them when they retire as their retirement money. They'll sell it to somebody else to be able to use it for their store or whatever. Usually the liquor license is worth more than what the building's worth. So if you start giving them out to all the supermarkets and everything else, their retirement money will be going away too. There's a lot, all it's about is the big guy all the time, and I think you guys can agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's the sad part. Moving on with the weekly news, we're going to go back to Disney World.
We told you how to fix your car and now how to get your beer. Now we're going to talk to it. And annual passes. We snuck that in there, too.
There you go.
Dining and merchandise discounts enhanced for annual pass holders and DVC members.
Yay.
Go ahead, John.
Yay.
He said yay. He was cheering.
Yeah, effective October 1st, 2016, increased discounts are in effect for both annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members. A 10% discount at Disney-operated Walt Disney World table service restaurants, excluding Victoria and Albert's. A 20% discount at Disney-operated Walt Disney World shops, including purchases made on the Shop Disney Parks app. Through September 2017, a 20% discount is available for annual pass holders at the following Walt Disney World table and quick service restaurants. La Tawada Lodge, Blizzard Beach, Disney Food Trucks, Disney Springs, Deluxe Burgers, Disney Springs, Flame Tree Barbecue, Tiffin's, Animal Kingdom, The Mara, Gico, Sanaa, all at Animal Kingdom, Beach Club, Marketplace, at Disney's Beach Club Resort, Boardwalk Bakery at the Boardwalk, Boardwalk Pizza, ESPN Club, Flying Fish at the Boardwalk Resort, Contempo Cafe at the Contemporary, The Wave, Trails End, Gasparilla Island Grill over at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Citrico's, Grand Floridian Cafe, Narcosis all over at John's favorite resort at the Grand Floridian, ABC, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Hollywood and Vine, Holy moly, what a list. Hollywood and Vine, The Hollywood Brown Derby, Olivia's, Captain Cook's, Disney's Spirit of Aloha Dinner Show, Kona Cafe, Boat Rights Dining Hall, The Turf Club, Roaring Fork, Artist Point, Whispering Canyon, Cape May Cafe, Captain's Grill, Electric Umbrella, another favorite of John's, Liberty Inn, The God Grill, Bear Garden Restaurant, Coral Reef, Rose and Crown,
Yay.
ESPN, there's one for Doug, ESPN Wide World of Sports Grill, Pico's Bills, Jungle Navigation Company, The Skipper Canteen over at the Magic Kingdom, and Leaning Palms at Typhoon Lagoon. So quite an expansive list of places you'll be able to get this discount. What do you think this is all about?
Apparently, some of the attendance has been down, so maybe now they're trying to get some back again.
And I think maybe also it has the fact to do with what didn't I buy this year? The Tables in Wonderland card, because I was outpriced of it, and then you know, so I don't think we were the only people that decided it was getting too expensive. So I don't think they sold quite as many of those this year as they are used to. So
yeah, now probably not.
Yeah, it didn't say here. It doesn't specify. Yeah, easy for me to say. Specify 20% is just on food. It doesn't say if it's on alcohol too.
No, not alcohol. Alcohol is not included.
Okay. Now, still though, I mean, they could have done nothing.
Yeah, it's something. It's something. I was saying to my wife with the 13 months, we might have to get her an annual pass this year. Again, go back to them, because I've been using mine with the. Because I get it through the travel agency, and then right. We just buy her tickets whatever days we're going to be down there at the time. But if this is the case, we might have to buy her an annual pass just to get the discounts for our next trip together.
Yeah, it's a significant discount. 20% is what Tables in Wonderland was, and I think it had four or five of our favorite restaurants on that list. So Cape May Cafe, Kona Grill at Yeah, Kona Cafe at Polynesian for breakfast. Yep. And so, I mean, I'm real excited about this. This would definitely give us a chance to get back out and eat at some new restaurants. So.
Well, hopefully they add more to it, because there was a lot of them that I liked. There was a few that were missing. Like, Bob can now maybe justify going over to Flying Fish with a 20% discount with his annual pass.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. And
how expensive it was, you know?
And so. One of the things I noticed also is that there's quite a few counter services included in this. Tables in Wonderland was mostly sit-down. They had some of the counter service, especially at the resorts, that don't have a sit-down dining option. But this one had quite a few of the regular old in-park counter service. So, like Pecos Bills and the Electric Umbrella. But, you know, so that's interesting, too. So.
Yeah, and... Hopefully they add some more to this as we go along, because there's some that are, you know, I noticed because they're favorites of mine and Dennis's. The Boathouse ain't on there. Marimota's is a good one. Le Cellier, Yachtsman Steakhouse. So I noticed a few that weren't on there.
Yeah, so. I was going to say in general, Disney Springs was pretty much not touched. And it makes sense. Those new restaurants, I'm sure, attracting enough patrons just on their, you know, just opening, and everyone wants to go to the new restaurant, so they don't need to. But, yeah, I would hope to have seen some of those restaurants on there, Doug. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, the only thing on there is the food trucks and
right.
Deluxe Burger.
Right.
That's it. I mean, they could. Hopefully the list will broaden as before we head down, so I can get some discounts with my buddies with the annual passes.
Well, looks like a... Especially at Disney Springs, it looks like the Disney-owned restaurants were on there, the trucks, and I think
yes.
Deluxe Burger is actually owned by Disney, but all the third-party contracts and separate restaurants, they're not in. It doesn't look like they're included at all. So.
Right. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, most of the restaurants are run by third parties. Most of them by the Landry's Group, but there are others as well. So that's a good point, John.
Yeah, even the ones at Epcot that aren't included, the Mexican Pavilion, the Morocco, all those are
yep.
are independently ran too. So that's...
good to know.
Next story.
What do we got here? Special tickets and room rates announced for U.S. military at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort. Disney has announced special pricing for active and retired U.S. military personnel from September 28th, 2016 through December 16th, 2017. at Walt Disney World. A Disney four-day military promotional tickets with park hopper option for $209 each plus tax. Disney four-day military promotional tickets with water park fun and more option for $209 each plus tax. Then you got a Disney four-day military promotional tickets with park hopper and water park fun and more options for $246 each plus tax. They offer also a Disney five-day promotional ticket with park hopper option for $224 plus tax. A five-day promotional ticket, water fun and park, water park fun and more option for $224 each plus tax. And then a five-day ticket with the park hopper and the water park and more options for $261 plus tax. Walt Disney World resort tickets may be used January 1st, 2017 through December 19th, 2017, except that the tickets may not be used between April 9th to the 23rd, 2017. Yeah, that's odd. that's weird. Active and retired U.S. military personnel can purchase Disney military promotional tickets for themselves and up to five additional family members or friends. No more than six Disney military promotional tickets may be purchased by an eligible member of the U.S. military or spouse pursuant to this offer. All tickets and options are non-transferable and must be used by December 19, 2017.
So, wow. If you have five kids, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's just wrong. I could understand if, and I'm happy they're doing it. I don't want to be the complainer. I don't want to sound like Dave over at the Mickey Dudes. Just kidding, Dave. But, no, I just, if they're your kids, you should be able to buy as many passes as you want. If it's up to six, if you're buying Aunt Elsa and Uncle Tom their ticket, I get it. But if you have a family of five kids and you and your wife and you got to buy, you know, you should get the discount for everybody.
Yeah.
If it's your immediate family. I think it should be immediately up to six unless it's your immediate family. You
right.
know, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a small amount of people that this would apply to that needs the additional tickets. And I don't know. I got to believe if you had that many kids and you needed an extra ticket, if you talk to Disney and explain the situation, that they would take care of you. I got to believe they would, but I don't know.
Hoping.
Maybe I'm being naive.
I'm hoping you're not. Have you guys seen the, I don't know if you're going to read this, Dan, but it's really cool. You got to, I can't wait to see this when we get down there. The Muppets, the new Muppets video, have you seen it above the Heritage House?
I have not watched it on purpose, but I am looking forward to seeing it, yes.
Dude, it's awesome. It looks hysterical. I've watched the video. I really haven't listened to it because I want to hear the jokes. I was just curious how they were going to do it.
Yep.
And all the Muppets are in the window above the Heritage House, the second story. So they're all talking out the windows, which I think is really cool. And then they have the town, they have the period guys down at the bottom talking in the period piece dressed in the, you know, the period time outfits and stuff.
Yeah,
the Confederate, yeah, it really looks cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, the way you're explaining, because I was wondering how they were going to do it and what the sight lines would be. And being up on the second floor, it's perfect. I mean, people can just gather around as the show opens. I mean, just kind of, you know, if you didn't know what was going on, if you're walking by, you just stop where you are, turn around, look up, and you're at the show, right?
Yeah, probably Pat did everything possible to avoid this because he's down there right now. He probably wants no part of it,
right.
You know, learning history and stuff.
Oh, good. All right, so anyways, I'm not going to read. There's also similar tickets for military available for Disneyland, and you can go on the, you know, Disney World, the website, and find out all about that if Disneyland is in your future.
Plus, there was also a discount for merchandise for annual pass holders, too, 20% added, wasn't there, Dan? Did you see that article, too, along with the food for the annual pass holders? For all the merchandise? Did I lose you guys?
No.
Is it in that story that I read?
No, there's an additional story. Dining and merchandise discounts enhanced for annual pass holders and DVC members.
Dining,
yeah, besides, you read the dining portion, but there's also the merchandise is also available too.
Right, that's what I was saying. It's in that story, but it,
yeah, I just didn't know if you mentioned about the merchandise too. I think it's really good that you get 20% off at all the stores.
Yeah, that's
I mean
awesome.
that's a really good give, because you guys didn't get it at every store before, have you, with DVC?
Most of the stores, yeah, but I think most of the stores are 10%, if I'm not mistaken. No,
yeah,
it is.
on our annual passes, it's been 10% for the last couple of years. It was 20 a couple of years ago, and so it's nice to see it back up to 20, so that's nice.
Yeah, so the 20% discount at Disney-operated Walt Disney World shops, including purchases made it on the Disney Park app. So that's what I was talking about. Didn't they raise that 10%? I know you read the story, but I was bringing up, I thought it was 10% before. I think it's pretty good if they give you an extra 10%.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's a substantial discount, and every little bit helps, as we know when you're down there.
Well, if you add that up by the end of the week for all your food and dining, if you spend, which with you and your family, Dan, there's a good chance between food and souvenirs, you're going to spend $1,000. That's $200.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not talking about your tickets or anything else, but just food and what you're going to do there for that week with your daughter and your son-in-law, because I know you like to buy them things and all. They and even though they're on their own and everything else now, I know you're still going to treat the kids and all.
Yep.
You'll probably spend $1,000. I mean, basically, you'll get $200 back of your food for the week. That's pretty darn good.
Yep. Dennis, when you're down there, do you pay with your debit card or do you pay with your Magic Band?
Debit card. Actually, John, what I usually do is, for the most part, we'll go to I'll go over to Target and get a bunch of Disney gift cards, and I put a couple $100 on, you know, 5 or 6 of them, depending on how many, and we split them up between my wife and I, and we use the Disney gift cards to spend down there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say is that what I do before any day we go, I take my annual pass and I put it right next to my debit card. That way, when I open my wallet and reach for my debit card, my annual pass is sitting right there, so I don't forget to use it. Because there's nothing like spending $100 and then forgetting to use your annual pass discount. So.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, John. Because I've done that, made a purchase and forgot to, you know, ask for the discount, and you know, then you feel like, ah, I don't want to go back, and they got to scan everything back in and all that. So that's a great idea. And another point is, even if you know they don't offer the discount, ask everywhere, because you never know. I've gotten discounts at places that I would have never thought accepted it just by asking. And because a lot of times the cast members won't necessarily ask, hey, are you a DVC member or an annual pass holder or this or that? Ask. All they can do is say no.
One of those places is Wolfgang Puck's. They give discounts for DVC, for annual passes, but they don't promote it, so always make sure to ask in there. And I think it's a 20% discount, so that helps out a lot.
Every time I go to Wolfgang's, and you're right, there's no signage, and you know, if you don't ask, and I remember I can picture it. I thought in a million years they're going to tell. I know they're going to say no, and I asked, and they said absolutely, and I said wow. This meatloaf's going to be even better than I thought.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to bring it up. That's why, because I know we touched on all the food. That's why I backtracked a little bit. I wanted to bring it up because I knew you two guys could elaborate on it. That extra 10% is big, and to let people know, don't forget to use it, because, like you just said, it's very easy to forget, especially with your DVC. And that adds up. I mean, like you just said, on all your cards and stuff, it'll make them last a lot longer with that 20% discount then.
And another thing, another thing to remember is that if you do have the annual pass, you should have gotten a discounted card in the mail that came with your Magic Bands, your annual pass Magic Bands. Make sure to take that card with you, because the merchandise locations can't read an annual pass off of your Magic Band. So you're going to have to show them that you have an annual pass to be the actual card to get that discount. So,
yeah, I have a saying I usually use down there when I go up to a merchant or, you know, one of the stores or whatever. Hey, do you offer a discount here? What do you want? I got DVC, AAA, that other one, AARP. What do you got? You got to give me some kind of discount. I dump my wallet out on the table. But, and that's another thing. I mean, it's rare that this happens, but, that, you know, a lot of people have AAA, and that's another one that offers discounts down there that if you, for some reason, weren't a pass holder or weren't a DVC member, you can often get a 10% discount on AAA, too.
Yeah, well, my brother-in-law works for AAA. That's what he does. He's works. He's been with them for, I don't know, 25 years. So he's getting a little discounted. I think his ticket's like, he's saving like $30 for his weekly ticket. Which he goes, it isn't much, but between the two of them, it's $60, and that's a meal. That's real money, $60. So, you know what I mean? For when you're going on a Disney trip.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a night eating around Epcot for the two of them with snacking and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, his AAA discount, $60, and he has to buy it, though. Because you know, because I called, because I wanted them to be able to wait to buy their tickets down there, just so everybody knows. I wanted to double check it hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. You got to buy your discount tickets at a AAA store. You can't buy them on. They won't give you a ticket discount on property with AAA.
That's correct. My daughter and her family, a couple of people are traveling. Not with us, but they're going to be there at the same time, and they actually bought their tickets through our local AAA, branch up here. So that is true. They actually have the tickets right there at AAA. You actually walk out with the physical tickets, and I guess I'd say it isn't. It's only a couple of bucks. I forget what it was for a 5-day park hopper, but it might have been $5 or $10 off the what you would pay at the gate or something. It's still a discount. It's something, but it's not an exorbitant discount. But hey, every dollar counts, as we say, right? It all adds up.
Yeah, I think what his was, like I said, his came to, like, it wasn't exactly $30. It was, like, $27 for the two of them each, like, $27 per the 6-day ticket, whatever the heck he's getting.
Yeah, I'm sure the more days you buy, the bigger the discount is or something like that.
Yeah,
but
so, I mean,
event.
No.
But I see what you're saying, but it's not like you can get down to the gate and show your card and they're going to knock off, 10% off of the ticket price. You got to have purchased them back home is what you're getting at.
Exactly. You can't go down there, because I called just to see, because and this is the other thing. Don't ever assume anything with Disney. Because like you guys just said, sometimes it's not Mark saying that they're offering a discount, but sometimes you ask, you get it, right? And
yep.
It's the same thing with this. I didn't want to assume that they couldn't get the discount, because I'd rather, because things happen. If I'd rather wait till we get down there to buy these tickets in case you get traffic, you get a storm, you get anything. Why pay for the extra day? But being they can't get the discount, they're going to have to pre-buy them up here. You can't return them.
Right.
They're going to charge you something for returning. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, I have no idea what the return policy is, if there even is one. I have no idea. I do know, though, she did say that it's the same as down there. Once they're activated, they expire in 14 days or whatever. That is in effect. Unless you can, I don't know if you can purchase the non-expiring. Do they still have that program? I don't even know if they do.
Yeah, they do. It's like an extra $50 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact. I'd have to look it up, because that changes all the time too. But I think it's like an extra few bucks for that.
Okay. All right.
So,
anyways, enough about tickets. A Princess Royal reception opens at Walt Disney World, and it looks like it's happening as we speak, right? Walt Disney World will be hosting a Princess Royal reception from October 1st to October 30th. Okay, it's going to be the whole month. We could see this if we wanted. Located in the former Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique area in the Princess Room at Walt Disney, at World of Disney, guests will be able to meet either Cinderella, Snow White, Aurora, Tiana, or other visiting princesses part of a Princess Royal reception. Operating hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and a Disney PhotoPass photographer will be on hand to capture the moment. The queue will work the same as was as Santa's Chalet during the holidays, with a check-in location handing out pagers for a return time later in the day with a minimal wait.
So, John, what say you about that?
That's princesses. I don't know if my wife will want to wait in line for that. So,
good answer.
But it's interesting to actually see some of the characters outside the park, though, because they don't do that a whole lot. So,
I don't think I've ever seen a character down there.
I think they have where they say they have Santa Claus there during the month of December between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. They generally have Goofy Santa Claus sitting in there instead of regular Santa Claus. But that's the only, I think that's one of the few characters I remember seeing actually outside the parks. So,
yeah, that's I never really gave that any thought, John, but it's an interesting point. And I guess I understand why they wouldn't do it. They want to keep the park special and not have the characters out there. I mean, you know, if they did that, a certain percentage of people might just say, hey, we can go get a picture with Mickey Mouse at Disney Springs and save the $100 to get into the park and be done with it, you know?
Yep, yep. Yeah, they don't
exactly.
They used to actually have that character meal at
Fulton's what Crab House.
Yeah, yeah. They don't even do that anymore. So,
yeah. Many, many years ago, the reason I remember that, it was named when they had it was at the Empress Lily when it started, because I remember Lou Mangiello talking about he used to go all the time as a kid to that character mirror on the meal on the Empress Lily back in the day.
Yep.
And then it turned into Fulton's Crab House. But I think it would be pretty cool though to have some characters running around the springs.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely would be. I just don't think they'll do it because they want them in the parks, or they want the guests going to the parks.
Yeah, well, maybe now that they're spending all this money and these shop owners, you got to pay $85 for a pair of Levi's. I don't know the exact price.
It's but, 90.
Yeah, 90, whatever it is. But maybe they're doing this just to get more and more crowds down there for the people paying this the leases down there. They want to keep crowds down there. So I don't think it would hurt them to have a Huey, Louie, and Dewey once in a while down at Disney Springs.
No, I'm all for it. I hope they do it. I can't recall ever seeing, other than the instances John just mentioned. And, that's a good point, though. I guess if traffic slowed down or they needed to, you know, draw people down there, that's certainly a way they could do it. But time will tell. We will see.
Yeah, well, as festive as it is down there, I don't think it could hurt them to have a princess here and there. Maybe, I mean, because I never understood, like, why they don't put princesses out in front of the Bippity-Boppity-Boutique at Downtown Disney. I mean, Disney Springs. Have you really seen any of the princesses roaming around there, John, Dan?
No, never.
No?
Don't you think it would help if Anna and Elsa once in a while were out there?
Yeah.
I think it would be more advantageous for the parents to... They can't afford to go to the parks all the time. Maybe for their birthday, take them to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and they get to meet Anna and Elsa. I mean, that would be, I think that would work out good too.
Right. Yeah, I think it's actually a really good idea because, you know, so many of them little girls are getting dolled up. So now this would give them a chance to do that and then walk right over and get their picture taken with the princess. So that should work really, really
exactly.
good for folks. So
yeah, you want to have a birthday party and not go to the parks that day because, you know, sometimes it's all you want to do. Maybe you do the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and then you take all the kids over to T-Rex or Rainforest Cafe or, you know, and have lunch and make a day of it at the Springs. I think that would work out good with the kids, too. That's just me.
Hopefully we'll see that in the future. It'd be awesome.
Absolutely, as we babbled on. Yeah. We're babbling Brooks today, aren't we, guys? I'm going to call this the babbling episode.
Yeah. Let's see. Disney surveying guests about big changes to its PhotoPass Memory Maker product. In a recent survey sent to guests, Disney has been gauging interest in an expanded PhotoPass Memory Maker product. In addition to the regular PhotoPass service throughout the parks and on board attractions, the survey outlines several new offerings. A private photo session of 5 to 15 photos prior to park opening, a separate line at character meet and greets for guests who have purchased the package, 360-degree video of character meet and greets, camera stations in areas accessible only to guests with the package, one-year photo and video storage. Along with the new features would, of course, come a price increase. In this case, the survey suggested an increase of around $100 to $180. Disney has been carrying out limited tests on some of these new features in recent weeks. A recent test took place at Sword in the Stone area in Fantasyland using cameras positioned outside of the normal handheld cast member locations. Yeah, this is obviously... It's just a test, and they're gauging interest, like it says. You know,
I'm thinking 300-400 maybe. I don't know. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess let's look at it this way. For me, I wouldn't do it for probably the same reasons you wouldn't do it, Doug. It's just not worth it. But, I mean, maybe for somebody that it's their one and only time going to Walt Disney World and they want access to all this exclusive stuff and don't want to wait in lines – you know, and be able to have these photos for a lifetime of memories and blah, 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 they might get it. But, you know, if you're down there twice a year, you're not going to touch this thing. I wouldn't think. I don't know. What do you guys think?
My problem with it is Dan, what we got you the last time you went with your family? It was good. It was awesome. How about you just enhance it and just – give it to us. How about you just make improvements? I mean, how much they got to that's my only problem with Disney, and I get aggravated about it. They got to bleed every last drop of blood out of every stone. You know what I mean? What about you just enhance it and make it better and charge me maybe a dollar or two or keep it the same? And I mean, because, dude, less and less people are going to do it. I mean, Dennis, didn't you just buy a new camera on your iPhone that's supposed to take pictures at night?
Yep.
I mean, we're already paying money for your iPhones, our video cameras. You got peas and carrots. You got happiest vlog on earth. They're running around with cameras. I get to see as much as I want. I mean, it's like, Disney, how about you give us something that is really at a good price point, $180 more than what it already is? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah,
because it wasn't cheap. It's $100 now, isn't it? Then,
yeah,
off the top of my head,
in and around there, yeah, something like that. I mean,
so $280, $200? You gonna pay that?
I'm not.
No, I'll get you a picture of the Sword in the Stone, Dan. I'll get a good one for you, off your new iPhone 7. You'll take it home for free.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, the only thing, the thing that I perked up and I thought you were going to jump right on is the fact that they're going to have a special line or a no wait for people that have this package. And again, we always say time is money. And if you can, you know, $180, if you could save 4 hours of queue line standing and, you know, you have your daughter or your son or your set of twins and you want all these pictures with the characters, if you could do that in fraction of the time it would take to wait in all the lines, maybe $180 is worth it to you. I'm not saying it's worth it to me. I'm just putting it out there. It may be worth it for some families to zip through that stuff and just get it done. Maybe that's the attraction.
Yeah, I mean, how about in this day and age, how about we build a little character on these kids? Because, dude, at the job site, and I'm just saying this, I just want to scream and yell sometimes. The kids are so impatient. Everything has to be at this minute. There's no patience for the millennials ever. And it's so aggravating. Like, a kid will be waiting to grab something. Or like, you're in their way. Like, I'm on my stilts taping. And one of the laborers or one of the electrician apprentices will be standing there. And I'll hear them huffing and puffing. It's like, dude, wait. Can't you wait for 5 seconds? Everything has to be so instantaneous anymore. How about being in the moment? How about enjoying the moment? How about the whole thing is the family standing there waiting to have their picture taken with Winnie the Pooh instead of, oh, I got to have it in 5 seconds. You get what I'm saying? It's like nobody has patience anymore.
Darn kids. Dang these kids, I tell you.
Well, dude, everybody wins is the worst thing that I think has ever happened. Okay. You know, I mean, 12 kids in the same contest, they all get the same trophy. So, okay, so why don't you? To me, it's just showing you don't have to work. Why should I get better? I'm going to get the same thing as him anyway. He's the idiot that's working hard. If we're all getting the same thing, do you disagree?
That's the old participation trophy, right?
Yeah, I'd throw that participation trophy right out in the trash. If you're not first, second, or third, you got to work for it. I understand you want to make everybody happy, but to the point it makes it to where working hard does nothing. We all get the same.
When my son was in fifth grade, he won the potato sack race at the field day, and he came home. He actually won it, and he came home with a participation award. I threw it away and went to Walmart and bought a first-place ribbon and gave it to him.
Hey, good for you. It's like they can't wait for anything. You see the attitude. Like me and Brenda, I get aggravated with the people that are around me. I don't – like, work, say, perfect example. Like, at Columbia Harbor House, we talked before. I like looking at the menu and talking to Brenda. Should I get the lobster roll? Should I get this? It's fun to me. Just as long – the thing that drives me nuts is everybody else complaining. You got the kids standing there with their toe pointed out with their hand on their hip, all pissed off because they can't use their phone. They're standing in line. The parents are yelling at – it's like nobody has patience for anything anymore. And I don't think you guys can disagree with me on you go.
The way the world is these days, we to a lesser extent, us old fogies, you know, we have technology and we have our iPhones and we're getting spoiled by it too. I mean, you know, the whole the whole world is just an instantaneous thing. I mean, something happens, you know, Twitter or Facebook or things are, you know, you have it now. If something happens, you see a picture of it right now. I mean, look at the old days, you know, when we used to, I used to look forward to getting the newspaper in the morning to find out what happened yesterday or, you know, read the box scores or read the sports stories. Now, as soon as somebody gets a single or a hit, you got apps that'll beep on your phone and tell you what he got, right? And update the batting average. I mean, it's instantaneous. It's crazy.
Yeah, my buddy Robbie has his phone on it. Every time, all day long, you hear, da-na-na. Sports updates, and it goes off all day. I'm like, what happened now, Rob? And he'll tell me something so like, it's like no big deal, but I'm like, mute that thing, man. I'm tired of it.
Breaking news, quarterback such and such is not going to play Saturday due to a strained hamstring, right? Something stupid like that.
And like with fantasy football, I even get that, but it'll say, Jerry Stone got a hit today. I like, who the hell, who cares? Yeah, it's like crazy stuff.
Not to get too far off of Disney, but there's an old Simpsons episode where Homer's watching microwave popcorn. He's standing by the microwave and it's making the popcorn, and he's going, man, isn't there anything faster?
That's a
great way to put it. That captures the spirit of what we're talking about right now.
Exactly.
Right? You know, a minute and 30 seconds ain't long enough. Fast enough.
Exactly.
like you were saying, though, Den, because finally, John, I just got your the food and wine stuff you sent me. Thank you. It just came today.
Really? Took that long?
Yeah, I got to correct you. You had my address wrong, my home address.
Oh, okay.
So I have to tell you the spelling off the air. I don't want to give it on the air because I don't want all my fan mail coming here.
Gotcha.
More like I don't want something in the mailbox I don't want to see. But anyway, the just like that food and wine book. As silly as it is, I was so excited to be flipping through the pages that I did. So much better looking at it on my phone.
Yep.
And I'm like, and this is how geeky I am. I'm like, I'm going to get another one because I want to keep one with the stickers in it. Like, who's going to give a crap about that book 10 years from now but me with the stickers in it? But I have to have one with the stickers still intact. And I bet you thought the same thing, Dennis.
I always get a couple to it. In fact, I have two or three pristine ones. And you're right, Doug. At the end of the day, as I like to say, what am I going to do with them? At some point, I'll probably throw them away 15 years down the road. But for right now, I have them, and I like having them.
Exactly. I mean, my wife will probably have to throw them away after I'm long gone, or hopefully not for a gazillion years. But the point of it is I like that goofy stuff. I like having it. I'll flip through it when I'm in my office. I just love all that Disney stuff.
Yep.
And just like Pat, I'm so jealous. And he just got, because he was there for the 45th birthday at Disney.
Yep.
So he gave them out, they had special pins and stuff there. And he said he's going to be giving some of these out to maybe his listeners at the Mickey Dudes podcast.
Oh, nice.
Well, Pat, I was the first one to leave you a review. I better see one of those. I want one of those pins. That's all I'm saying, buddy. I'm the biggest Mickey Dudes fan. So what do you think, Dan? You think I should get a pin?
I think you should get one, absolutely. Plus you won the debate, too, so that should count for something.
Yes, I'm just playing with you, Pat. But, yeah, they looked really, really cool. You got a bunch of different pins for being down there for the 45th birthday. I'm surprised, John, you didn't try to sneak over to steal some pins.
No, I didn't have a chance. We totally blew our budget on vacation, so I got to restrain ourselves for a couple of weeks.
I thought maybe you'd sneak, mode, right?
Yes, yeah.
I thought maybe you'd sneak down and try Uber again and get some pins.
Nope, didn't do it, so.
All right.
Moving right along here. Speaking of not enough foot traffic down there at Disney Springs, a third parking garage coming to Disney Springs in 2019. Wow, that's pretty amazing. As big as those parking garages are, Reedy Creek Improvement District has confirmed plans to build a third parking garage at Disney Springs, similar in size to the Lime Green at Disney Springs. Plans call for a 2,000 parking space structure located across Buena Vista Drive behind the Speedway and Casting Center along I-4. Access to Disney Springs will be via the recently opened pedestrian bridges. The garage will be used by guests and cast members, adding more capacity as visitation to Disney Springs increases. Like the Orange and Lime garages, the new structure will feature the smart parking system, which indicates empty spaces and capacity on each level and row. Construction will begin in 2017 with expecting opening in 2019. So just when you thought all the cranes were going away at Disney Springs, they're back.
Now, does that mean the three of us can't park in there because it's smart parking?
Yeah, that's for sure. We're not allowed in there.
Now, John, you've been there more than us. Is there a problem parking in there? Has there been enough room, or are we going to have a problem?
No, every time that we've tried to park there, it's super convenient, and by far the easiest way to do it is when you're coming in off of I-4. I realize you guys are staying on property, so you won't use that, but that exit off of Interstate 4 takes you literally hit one red light, and then you're in the parking garage. So that's super easy, and then even if you're driving from property, there's still some construction. There's actually major construction going on at that before you get down to Disney Springs, that overpass, I think it's World Drive, I think it is, but that area, they're replacing the bridges. So, you know, when that Bonnet Creek area there, there's a lot of construction there now. But as far as parking at Disney Springs, that's super easy. And you know what I did the other day when I was down there is I still did the surface parking behind Circus Soleil, and that's still easy as heck to get into, but it just puts you way out on the side. But yeah, parking's super super easy now. So
that's awesome. And with this being added, it sounds like they're doing it also to help out the cast members too, to have a place to park.
Yeah, could be, but hey, it'll be nice to have, you know, indoor parking for all down there, and that tells me that, you know, guests are going down there in droves, and they'll continue to do so. And you know, I'm sure we haven't seen the last of, you know, even more shops being added. I mean, we know nothing else can fit in the town center, at least I don't think so, but there's enough room down there to build more stuff. So I think that Disney Springs will probably expand going forward.
This is just my thoughts, and this is just, you know, how I predict the future around here. What I think the third garage is going to be is so they could take away all the surface parking that John just talked about and use that to build on.
I don't know. I think they have to leave a certain amount because they're still going to have some kind of bit oversized trucks and stuff like that come in every once in a while. But that's
still a lot of parking lot there, though.
Yeah,
they could take up
most
of it and just leave some bigger parking for motorhomes and stuff like that.
There's still quite a big area over, like you said, quite a big area between like Cirque du Soleil and that backside of the golf course in Saratoga Springs. So they saw some undeveloped land over there they could do something to. So
yeah, I could see them eat up half the parking lot and build more stores because it's already, you know, flattened and ready to be, you know, built on, if you follow me. And
yeah,
I could see that happening. And after that garage is done, I think it's a way for them to keep their options open.
Absolutely. It's a good thing, though. I mean, I think I go back to what you said last week, Doug. I mean, in a way, we have construction fatigue down there. It would be nice to, I know it won't happen for the most part, but wouldn't you like to see just a 5-year window where nothing's happening and the parks are just there and everything's open and nothing's under construction or no walls? I mean, I would. I mean, as much as I enjoy the new stuff, I'd love to just see them take a break for a while, but that's just me.
Well, the thing I'm going to be happy about, and I agree, I mean, after Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land and Avatar Land's done, maybe they'll ride out, but I could see more resorts coming. But resorts don't bother you because they're out of the way.
Unless you stay in that one or adjacent to it, you might not even see it during your trip.
Yeah, like my pool's going to be under construction at my resort this trip. I don't care.
You're not going to be doing some belly flops or something while you're staying there?
No. If it's hot out, I might be doing a midnight swim or something one night, but I'll go over to one of the others. It's not going to make or break me.
Right.
But my point is, I can't wait to get to the Magic Kingdom, because the last 5 years I've been at the Magic Kingdom, it's been under construction. And I cannot wait to walk down, because it's been Fantasyland, then the Hub. So there's been green walls everywhere the last 5 years that I've been in the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
And I cannot wait to just roam the Magic Kingdom without the walls being up everywhere.
Right.
That's You're still going to have a crane behind Cinderella's Castle, but that, you get the image, right?
Christmas
they
lights.
Should just decorate the damn crane and turn it into an attraction, because it's there more than it's not anymore.
It is. I think we have more pictures with the crane than we do without the crane. So
yeah. And you know what? The thing with those lights, as you guys both know, I mean, unless you're you know, within 15 feet of the castle. You almost don't even see them. I'm surprised they just don't leave them up there. As much time as they take taking them up and down, it seems like, you know, they just no sooner take them down, they're putting them back up again, you know. But I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. But you'd think that they'd just keep them up or find a way to, you know, make it so that they're not external. Maybe they could, you know, drill in that.
That's what I was going to say. If they had it to do all over again, they'd have probably built the lights right in the castle like they do with the new Christmas trees.
Yep.
They're already in it.
Yep.
But I think it probably has something to do with it has to do with something with integrity of the lights or something like that, where they're only allowed to withstand the weather for so long. It has something to do with inspections, licensing and inspections, I guarantee it.
Yeah, because, I mean, think of all the labor and the time and money. I mean, just the crane rental alone. I mean, I'm assuming they don't own the cranes. They're renting them, or they're hiring contractors from the local area. So, I mean, I know those cranes cost thousands of dollars a day just to rent them or lease them or whatever. And then the labor to put it, I mean, they're there for, what, multiple weeks, aren't they, putting them up and taking them down? Am I wrong with that, or?
No, it's at least 3 to 4 weeks, it seems like, that takes to put them up. So.
I mean, that's got to be hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm guessing, just to, you know, the cost to put them up or take them down. That's crazy, but I don't know.
Yeah, now they're refurbishing the castle, so that's why the crane's there. It's going to be there probably for a while now.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, Doug, but I think with that 45th anniversary, they rolled out a couple of pictures of the cake castle that was there when we first went in 97. Right?
My wife loved it at first because it was something different because she had never seen it. Then she was PO'd because I couldn't see the castle the way it was supposed to be. And I just thought it was cool, you know, because it was my first time. I didn't know any different. Did you, Dan?
No.
You weren't, like, upset?
Well, I mean, I knew what the Disney World castle looked like, but I thought it was cool that it was decorated up like that. I thought it was fascinating, but
Yeah, me too, but I didn't have any, like, affection towards it because I never, you know what I'm saying? I never seen it the regular way. I was just happy to be there to see the darn thing.
Right.
So, but, no, it was cool to see that old, I used to call it the Pepto-Bismol castle.
Some lady posted a picture of it, and I retweeted it on our feed. So if you want to see a good picture of it, it's on our Twitter feed.
And just to keep going, like, with the, real quick, with those bands the other day, Dan, I could never say I don't want them. It's just something. It's just so magical opening that box.
Yeah, yeah.
And then getting the don't tell anybody, but do you know how you get the luggage tags?
Yep, yep.
Well, I'm not giving them to my brother-in-law or my nephew.
Uh oh.
I'm keeping them. But they're cool. The newer ones are really cool with the characters on them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really nice, and I know they're going to go up on my shelf here. But you know what I'm saying? Just opening that box, I seen it was in the brown because it was in a delivery box, and then unwrapping it, dude, I could never say I don't want them. Just seeing my name underneath of it, I'm all like geeked out. I did a happy dance in the kitchen. You know, so I don't know how you refuse it, buddy.
No, I hear you. I just wish, and I don't know. I'll ask you. Are they still in the Incredibles packaging? Is that it?
Yes, it still has the lady on the Incredibles on it.
I wish they'd change it up. That's just me.
I think they should put Mickey on it.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the core characters or something. I mean, I the Incredibles are one of my favorite families in the, you know, Disney Pixar universe. But I don't know. I think that's been since day one with the Magic Band.
Yeah, the very first one I've ever gotten.
Yeah. And it's been, I'm gonna say, at least 5 years now, maybe more.
No, but I'm gonna wear my new green band. You know I have one. I got a new one. I'm happy. It's fresh and ready to go. New battery and everything in it.
Yeah, you got to buy one of those designer ones while you're down there.
Yeah, I was looking at them the other day. I was shopping.
Doing some online shopping, are you?
Yes. I was looking on the Disney apps, the Disney Park store, and seeing what they had. They only had like 30 of them on there. I know there's more available in the parks.
There's 130 of them, right, John, at least?
Yeah. There's a gajillion, So.
Yeah, I'm going to have some fun. I'll probably get me one and my wife one.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, moving right along here.
Yeah, there ain't been nothing moving right along on this episode.
I see I was shut up here, but I'll go ahead anyways. Disney Springs should become home to a Disney character meet and greet. Oh, how did Doug know this?
I'm clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant. There you go. How did he know?
Clairvoyant.
Now I see how he does it. The man behind the curtain. He reads ahead and then looks intelligent as he's talking. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, buddy. No, I actually thought that. Then I seen it. So it's half probably, and half.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I believe that. You could be meeting some of your favorite Disney characters outside of the parks at Disney Springs. If plans go ahead as expected, we've been told that the World of Disney store will be hosting the meet and greet. Using space vacated by the relocated Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, the store will offer the meet and greet as a free free experience. The concept is expected to be tested in the near future to see if a meet and greet in a location is feasible to operate. Disney Springs has hosted meet and greets in the past, although typically only during the holiday periods or special events. Around Christmas, guests can meet Santa and Goofy. John mentioned that. That experience is most queueless using pages with the return time and then a short wait. It would seem likely that a similar virtual queue would be used at World of Disney. The Disney Springs World of Disney is one of the largest Disney retail stores in the world and has expanded in late 2015 with merchandise in space and redesign of its interior. Disney has not yet made announcement or confirmation of the project, so at this point, this should be read as speculation or treated as speculation.
I speculated, but a little different than that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, the more characters, the better. Kids that maybe aren't into shopping with their parents, if there was characters around, and like you said, Doug, if you could get some photo ops or something for maybe folks that are just passing through the area and don't have time to go to the parks, it would be awesome.
Absolutely. I just think it would make it festive down there. Just to have the characters roaming around. I'm sorry, I don't care how old you get, you see Goofy walking by, you put a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
You know, so. But no, and we want to wish, again, the Magic Kingdom a happy 45th. And didn't Epcot turn 34 this week, too?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Epcot's birthday was this week, too. I think
it's October 2nd, so that would actually be today, right? So.
Yeah, Epcot's 34 years old. I know it was right around here, so happy birthday, Epcot, too.
Yeah, I should have known that. I'm looking at a pin hanging on my wall. I was at Epcot 30, and then you're right. It says October 1st, 2012. So that would make October 1st, 34 this year, right?
Yeah, so yesterday was Epcot's 34th birthday. So that's pretty cool. The Magic Kingdom turned 45, and Epcot turned 34. So happy birthday, you two parks. You're getting old like us, Dan.
Yeah, and we'll be down to say it in person in a few short days.
I can't wait.
Let's see. Changes to Typhoon Lagoon bus transportation for resort hotel guests.
Beginning October 2nd.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My iPad froze up. Yeah, beginning October 2nd, changes will be made to the Walt Disney World Resort Hotel bus service to Typhoon Lagoon. Guests staying at the resort hotels will need to first get a bus to Disney Springs and then change in shuttle to Typhoon Lagoon. The shuttle service from the Springs begins 45 minutes prior to Typhoon Lagoon's opening through to 1 hour after park close. A similar change was made back in the spring, but then guests could typically remain on the same bus if arriving in the morning. The new route will require a change throughout the day. Blizzard Beach is continuing to require a stop at Disney's Animal Kingdom and then shuttle to the water park.
I just think this is a way to make people go buy breakfast at the Springs.
To me, they should have buses for each unique location. You know my stance on this.
Oh, absolutely.
I hate this piggybacking and get two stops on one, and it's
too confusing.
Yeah, I know.
You know the bus system, and you know, like I said, I know it. You know it because we're down there and we know what everything is. But your first time down there, you don't know what the hell Blizzard Beach is.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Typhoon Lagoon. They all call. Like I said, my aunt calls Magic Kingdom Disney.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know the difference of all this stuff. I mean, it's like, so you're going to stick them on a bus? And they act like it's just because it's Disney World. But Disney World's twice the size of Manhattan. Do you know how far off track you could go if you get on the wrong bus?
Yep.
You ruin half your day.
Yeah.
You know, they act like it's something small, like Great Adventure or something, or even Disneyland. No, Disney World, if you get on the wrong bus and travel, if you travel from, say, what, the Contemporary all the way to the Springs, and then get on the wrong, and you don't get on the right bus, you could waste 2-3 hours by the time you get back to the Contemporary. Am I wrong?
Oh, you could. I mean, just think, yeah, if you go out to the Animal Kingdom, that's probably the farthest point from
Absolutely.
Anywhere on property. You know, that's a decent ride, and we know the buses aren't, you know, you're not driving 55 on the highways there, you know, it takes some time.
No, it's just sad. It's, the point of it is make it easy. I mean, make the buses, send them there, dude. You have the money, Disney. Why are you making me go to the Springs and then back to Typhoon Lagoon?
Yeah, that always bothered me, and like I said, whatever. I'm not going to get off.
But they're
going
to open up buses now to go from resort to resort.
Right. It's like they gave us something there, so they got to take something away on the other side and balance it off.
Exactly. So now the bus driver's just moving from one to the other. We're not going to get extra buses. You're just going to take something else away from us.
Yep. It's crazy.
I don't know. It's sad.
Yep.
There's no reason for it. It ain't like they're on the unemployment line no more.
Nope. That's for sure. And as we were talking about the 45th anniversary, of course.
Next up, D.
Yeah, speaking of the Magic Kingdom's 45th anniversary, they had a castle presentation with merchandise. Who would have thought they'd have merchandise for a Disney event? But anyways, the Magic Kingdom was 45 years old on October 1st, 2016, and Disney marked the occasion with limited edition merchandise and a presentation on the castle stage. The special castle presentation began at 9:30 on October 1st, and they had guest speakers, characters, and musical performances. On the merchandise side, there were limited edition t-shirts and pins available at the Emporium. Specially themed treats were available at the Main Street Bakery and over at Gaston's Tavern. There's a video that was associated with this. No idea whether any of this merch is still available. It may be the rest of the weekend until it's sold out, but I don't know. The logo looks pretty cool. It's well done, I think.
Yeah, and they also have annual pass holders and DVC merchandise for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they get the old pie-eyed Mickey, the older Mickey version. So, yeah, looks pretty cool.
Yeah, did either of you guys see the little celebration that the city of Claremont put on? It was they had a thing in their little park. Claremont's a little city, only about 10 miles from Disney. And they had people from Mulch, Sweat, and Cheers. Then they had British Invasion and Off Kilter and Rob Snyder, the guy that played the original walk-around Dreamfinder character at Epcot. So they had all of those on a Friday a week ago. So it was quite a little get-together. It would have been fun to go to, but I didn't see it until that night. So fortunately, they didn't promote it very well. So
it was like weird, everyone that got fired from Disney. All they were missing was Mike Weisner, right?
Exactly. Unemployment line, I guess, over there. So.
I could have sworn I heard something about this a couple minutes ago. Maybe
you might have.
I was just dreaming
all over again.
No, but that's cool. I mean, it's. I mean, living down there, John. I mean, do you see a lot of these X characters in local places? Do you ever look up to see if there's like? Have you ever tried to like see Yeehaw Bob? Other than, have you seen Yeehaw Bob yet?
No, that's on my list of things that I haven't done. There's about 10 of them, and that's one of them. So yeah, I'm horribly disappointed. We've stayed at Port Orleans probably 6 times too, and I still haven't. I've walked past him while he was putting on the show, but I haven't sat down and watched the whole set. So that's probably number one thing that I got to do. So,
beer and a good time in a bar, and you haven't seen it. I'm shocked. But you know what I'm saying? That would be another cool thing to see some of the characters if they appear locally at other places. Like, not the characters, but the performers, to check them out. You could probably have a good time. I know if you live down there, Dan. Where else does I can't even think of their name now. Off Kilter. Do they play locally by you, John, anywhere?
No, I had heard that they were had actually gone up north and were playing at like Hershey Park or somewhere like that. But it was kind of surprising to see all of them still hanging around here. So they might have just came into town for that special performance or something. So,
yeah, I mean. Yeah, a few of the band members, they were all locals, or I believe they all moved there. I mean, they played at Epcot for about 11 years, and there's still a couple of the band members that are playing in different, they still work for Disney, and they play some role musical in some capacity. And I know that off kilter, Doug, to answer your question, they had the Highland Games, I think, down there somewhere in Orlando or in the outskirts of Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I know off kilter played at that as well. So, yeah, they do play, you know, I don't think they got a steady gig, but they do pop up now and again around the, you know, Walt Disney Resort area.
It would be cool to go see them. I mean, if they're appearing in Hershey Park, that's a couple hours from me. Maybe I have to take a trip out there next year to see them.
I thought that's what I had heard. But, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that Universal hasn't went out of their way to grab one of these bands and put out, you know, just a little thorn in the side type thing, you know.
So. Yeah, that would be awesome because you would have a certain element of the hardcore off-kilter fan that would definitely go over to Universal to see them. So if anything, it would make for good fodder for headlines anyways.
You know, they would actually almost, they'd have to change their gimmick a little bit, but they'd almost fit in the Harry Potter area because of, you know, kind of like the Irish-English connection type thing.
Yeah.
So I could see it changing a little bit and having them play out there. Wouldn't be surprising at all, really. So.
Well, if you're listening, Universal, we're giving you some ideas, so free advice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, what you call it, the couple groups that they're going to be down there when we're down there in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, who's playing at Eat to the Beat when we're there?
I think Chaka Khan's playing one of the
boy.
Nights.
Oh, boy, yeah.
My wife would have loved her, because that, you know, that's from our era, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then who's the other one? There is another good group playing. We had the list the other day, and now
yeah.
I don't know where the heck I put it.
We read
you know,
it,
do you, do you have you guys ever heard of the Bodines?
No. I heard
that's
of Jethro Bodine.
That's who was playing the week we were there, and I had never heard of him in my life. So
the Jethro Bodines?
I guess, right? So,
I'm looking at my festival guide. Is the Eat to the Beat in there? It must be. Yeah, here it is. So 10-24 to 25th is Chaka Khan. You're right, Doug. The 22nd and 23rd, that don't matter. The 26th and 27th is Billy Ocean.
Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, there you go. So we got Chaka Khan and Billy Ocean.
I'll be into that.
Yeah.
We'll have some good times. Walk over to the and listen to the British Invasion. Or what are they called now? I'll always call them the British Invasion over there.
They
all sing the British hits, and every group that I've ever heard back there has been good.
And who were you saying, John, you was there when you were there? The Bodines, is that?
Yes, yeah.
And that Bodine. Was earlier this year? Yeah, you're right. 9/21/23. New. The Bodines. Closer to Free. No idea.
Neither did I. I mean, through the 3 days we were there, I think we've heard most of their set, and I didn't recognize a single
thing was
song.
Familiar?
So, nothing at all.
Okay.
So. Well. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen Boyz II Men because they're local around here. But I think Billy Ocean and Chaka Khan will be pretty good. It would be nice to see them. I've never seen them before, just to see how they're still holding up these years. I hope they're doing better than I am.
After three or four beers, anybody sounds good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And then I grew up – did you guys like – I liked Wilson Phillips. They were pretty big when I was a kid. A lot of the girls liked them. I remember listening to all that. And Sugar Ray's. There's some good David Cooks from American Idol.
I told you, last time we were there for Food and Wine, Dennis DeYoung from Styx did an awesome job. That was a great show. I didn't realize how many hits Styx had until I heard their sets. And he said that they didn't repeat a song in all three. They do three sets, I think, each band each day at Epcot, and they didn't repeat a song. And we heard, I think, two of the three sets, and you know, so we heard six or eight songs, whatever it was, and every one of them was a hit. And it, you know, they didn't repeat one, so it was a great, great show.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I mean, I'm looking forward to just being there, dude. It's just nice they have a couple groups playing in the background that they don't charge you for.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things. They don't charge you an additional fee for it, but in a sense, we're all paying for it, but I know what you mean. It's
that's
not
why
like
the lobster
extra
rolls,
$10. Right.
Yeah, that's why the lobster roll is $7.85 instead of $6.85.
There you go. Chaka Khan has to eat.
Yes, exactly. Oh, buddy.
Well.
What do you got next? Is that it?
That's all I got, unless you have something else.
No, not really. Just that I can't wait to see this because it's been done since I've been down there. I'm looking to see, and you could probably tell us how good it looks, but it looks good on pictures. the rocks being all repainted around Tomorrowland. It looks pretty awesome. They look three-dimensional now.
Yeah, I think we might have mentioned this last week, Doug.
Well, they did the other side. They finished up. They did both sides now. It's done now. They're finished.
Doubly better.
Dude, it looks really awesome. Have you seen the picture? Look at the picture.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I seen it.
It kind of reminds you of, to me, looking at the picture, it reminds you of Superman when he goes into his Fortress of Solitude and all the beam. You know what I'm talking about? When the ice is all shooting up and all, John? You know what I mean with that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what it reminds me of. Did you see it all repainted yet at Tomorrowland?
No, we haven't been over to the Magic Kingdom in a couple of months now, so we'll have to get over there and check it out.
I cannot wait to get on my TTA and see the painted rocks. It looks good there. I'm going to be excited to see the park, except for the crane, of everything being 100% done and just roaming around and enjoying it. Yeah. The only thing I'm going to miss out of is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad's going to be down, and I think Dinosaur's still going to be closing over there, isn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah. Now, have you seen the hub yet in person?
Last year, no. Well, it was almost done, but not completely.
Yeah. So I mean, that's another thing. I mean, to see it fully unobstructed and fully functioning, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm just going to be happy to roam around the Magic Kingdom and have everything done. Like I said, I think Dinosaurs is going to be closed. That'll really bum me out. My body will be happy it's closed, but my mind won't.
Yeah. Right.
Just admit, the older we get, that's more and more like busting a Bronco that I can't.
Yeah, that's a little hard on the back, that attraction, that's for sure.
But I love it so much, I can't not do it. So maybe it's the big guy looking out for me, so I don't have to worry about getting beat up on it. I've given up on Tower. I don't even do that no more.
Yeah, see, Tower Terror doesn't bother me at all, but that Dinosaur, that's a rough ride. I feel like I've played a game of football by the time I'm done with that one. So.
Yeah, see, Tower, with the one jerk, gets me. Going back up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
John, that's what gets me. For some reason, it tightens up my back. I don't know. It's from all the years on the stilts, but just a certain way that, because it's smooth. It isn't that rough. But there's just something about the pull up. I think it's, know how you lose that gravity?
Yep.
Lose that weight. You get weightless. Right when you're in that weightlessness and I land again, my back stiffens up.
Yeah.
And it's happened one time too many. I should have just never told the wife.
But
once I told her, I'm forbade from going on that ride anymore. Even though I'm going to have to sneak Dennis through the gift shop.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's true.
There was one thing I forgot to mention to you. I think I didn't tell you guys about this on our trip that we had when we were there on Friday. Well, did you see the picture of me, my wife, and the drummer from Japan, the lady drummer?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, yeah, I tweeted it out, but I'll throw it out again. But yeah, you know the drums in Japan, and there's one woman that's been doing it for 20 something years.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name's Yoko, and me and my wife met her, talked to her for a little bit, and got a picture with her. So it was just really cool because I've always said she's the hardest working cast member at Disney, so I had to go tell her that. So it was really cool. So.
That's awesome, dude. We went to go meet up with her again when we're all down there.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be real cool.
She'll know you now. You got a first name basis.
Yep, there you go. So.
Last time I was there, John, I filmed her whole set. She playing the drum that, you know, up on the little balcony there where they perform, and I filmed that whole thing with her, and she's awesome. I mean, she works so hard. You're right. It's pretty fascinating if you just focus in on what she does. It's pretty amazing.
Well, the amount of endurance that all three of those drummers have, and they're able to just keep drumming for what seems like forever and never lose the beat. It's really quite a feat. So.
And we all know, I mean, you can be over at Canada and you can hear those drums. I mean, it does, you know, echo around the whole World Showcase.
And that's the sound that you want to hear while you're walking around World Showcase, unlike the chainsaws that you can hear all the way around.
I still don't know what that – and I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt for that, but that was so horrible. It was ridiculous. I think that might have been one of the worst moves they ever made. And nothing against the gentlemen who did it. They did what they were – that's what they do. But I just still can't believe – whatever gave them the right – whatever put it in their mind to put a chainsaw in, and I just don't get it.
No,
I mean, I listened to a chainsaw the other night. I was like, oh, my God. And then being on vacation listening to it?
and smelling that. Yeah, I mean, you know, last year when we were at Food and Wine, we were at one of those tables that are right outside of you know, where you, where the Canadian marketplace is, where you get the filet right across there, overlooking the water. There's some tall tables, and it kind of cuts in there in the back, and you could literally, I'm not kidding, the wind was blowing the right way. You could smell the, you know, the two-cycle engines or whatever they are from the chainsaws. And people, you know, we were talking to some folks that had never been to Epcot before, and, you know, they're looking around like, what is that odor? And, you know, and we were explaining, oh, it's the, you know, the lumberjacks over in Canada. And it was just bizarre trying to, you know, explain that to somebody. And a peaceful day, a nice, beautiful breeze coming across and hearing, you know, it's just like, come on.
I had to go in, no lie, but I understood this. One time we were down there, because it sticks on me, like I get off the mower, and I can't wait to get in the shower. I get a splitting headache from the gas every time. Yep. There's something up with that gas smell. But I come back from buying the girls breakfast one morning, and they were doing all the landscaping at Riverside. And I got downwind. I had to go in and take a shower and change and take all my clothes off. They're running the weed whackers and the leaf blowers.
Yep.
And the way the wind was blowing that day, Dan, it was like four motors just shot a pile of fumes, exhaust, right down the concrete. I went in the room. My wife's like, "What did you? Were you out working?" I was like, "No, they're out there weed whacking." She goes, "I hear them." I said, I got in their backdraft. I said, "I literally had to change and get a shower because I smelled like gas all day." I even put those clothes in one of my Disney bags and wrapped it up and put it separate so it wouldn't stink the whole room up. And I mean, I get it at the resorts because the resorts have to be done. But they do the parks before anybody gets there.
Right.
I just can't imagine what made them think that I want to have a Canadian Molson and watch them and have gas fumes in my face.
Yeah, it wasn't well thought out, and it's, you know, and you didn't expect Disney to make a public spectacle out of themselves admitting that they were wrong, but it's just funny how they kind of just went away and there was no fanfare and, you know, just, whoop, that's, they're done and moving
bad,
on,
didn't work.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Whoopsie. but no, I can't wait, guys. We're going to have a blast down there. I'm really looking forward to just hanging out. And we'll figure out all of our meets and stuff. We're going to be down there from the 25th through the 31st. And Dennis, you're down a couple more days than me.
Yep.
And you see us roaming around with our shirts on, say hello.
Yeah. It'd be awesome to meet some of the listeners. And, you know, we'll try to meet up with you and say hi and enjoy a smile and have a good time at Walt Disney World, which is why we do this, right?
Yeah, you might not be able to notice me in the green shirt because it's a little subdued, but Mary and Bob love theirs. Like, Mary loves Bob's green shirt.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard. She thought it was spectacular, right?
I think they're awesome myself, and that's all that really matters. I'm just kidding. But no, I think they're cool. I'm looking forward to it. If you guys see me, especially this trip, without Brent there, I'll be able to, it'll be a little easier to say hello, because I, you guys know what I'm saying. It's, you want to be with the family sometimes too, but come say hello. I'll be happy to see everybody.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. But that's going to be it, guys. If you could, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. John, what's your new podcast?
My new podcast, my moonlighting gig I have.
Yeah, second job.
Yeah, that's the Weekly Pint. And we just talk about beer and Disney and beer at Disney. So,
John, if you type the Weekly Pint into iTunes, it'll come up on the search. Okay.
Yep.
If they want to download the podcast and subscribe.
Yeah, please go over and check us out. I mean, if you like beer, you'll enjoy our show at least a little bit. So follow me on Twitter. I'm at BeerSolo.
Awesome. And follow Dennis over at Oak Manor. And you can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us all at WDW Main Street. You guys get a chance, go over and check our buddy Pat Giannetti out and all the Mickey dudes. They did a really good show this week, guys. It's their favorite restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Their favorite counter service and their go-to counter service and their go-to sit down.
Awesome.
So yeah, I know we love talking food. So if you guys want to head over and check out their food, the only thing is Dave had to get a little snarky saying that because they were saying how good the pizza was at Via Napoli, and he said he'll never compete with New York. So he always has to put his little dig in. But anyway, I'm surprised they were talking about the buffalo wings, and I'm surprised he didn't say they were better in New York City, the chicken wings, too. Even though they're invented in Buffalo. But anyway, go check the Mickey Dudes out. They do a great job, and we're only kidding Dave because we care. And you can find us at iTunes at WDW Main Street. You can find us at Facebook at WDW Main Street. And everybody, please be kind to each other. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.